don't think I'm going to worry about it right now because I want to get that QSO1 set up. So I don't know. You say Patrick's going to be over at your place today, Pierre? Maybe he can guide me through it there if I have some issues there. But I might be outside too. I got lots of work outside to do here, so in my backyard. But yeah, it's going to be a warm one here too, I think. I'm going to do a little pressure washing today, so get rid of some of these spider webs and stuff like that. Just dirt, you know, from the wind blowing and stuff like that. Wash everything off so it's nice and clean. So I'm a little bit picky that way too. So just I can only do so much, and then I gotta quit. But that's okay. But I'll get it done. If it doesn't take, it takes more than a day. So what? But it's supposed to be nice and warm today, so it'll be a perfect day to use the pressure washer. I'll be able to cool down at the same time. Hi. Anyhow, over to you, Paul. CISC, E5RJM.
Well, we started off, the three of us, sitting around a big table, and now the table's really small. I could reach out to Pierre, and I could reach out and touch you. That's how good your signal is. Pierre's QSO1 is really, he's right, our elbows are touching, he's that close now, it's that good a signal, and you on Echo Link now, you're just as close, so really good signal, really clean now, so yeah, whatever you guys are doing, you're doing it right. QSO1 sounds like a good deal, Pierre. You're right beside me here at Aurelia, so fine business, Pierre. Thank you. That's a good report. Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah, roger that. Well, to be honest with you guys, I have an Echo Link and a QSO1. But QSO1, I love it. I love it. You have no idea. And did the switch. I delete the whole thing. I don't want it anymore. It's gone. I don't care. No. I know we're talking about, Randy, about that little kind of a squirrel from the DB switch. I have the same problem, too, sometimes. And now I'm not worried about it. I delete the whole thing, so I never use DB switch anymore. And the good thing, every day, or every, if I turn off my so one, and wait for maybe 3 hours later, something like that. That version, QSO1, they updating the version every single day. So and they download it and they update for you automatically. So you don't need to do anything. When it's done, you just press OK and that's it. I love that thing. So, yeah, I really do, and I like QSO1. Every time, you know, the next morning again or whatever, turn on my QSO1, and they update automatically, and press OK, and they download, take about 10 seconds, and press OK again, and you're done. Back to you, Paul.
Well, I don't think you could have any better signal than what you have now, so that's really good. You'd make a good salesman, Pierre. You could sell that QSO1, and maybe when they make it available for the iPhone, then I can do it too. But so far, I think it's only for Android phones, so maybe I should get an Android phone. I don't know. Anyway, it sounds really good, Pierre. Really good. And I don't think you... Yeah. Better that you're right about getting rid of DV Switch. You don't need a whole bunch of things, I don't think. One or two applications are enough, at least for me, as it keeps it simple. And when you get something that works as well as QSO1, well, that's perfect. Go ahead, Randy. VE3IFC.
Node
He knows way better than me about it. And I remember Emil, he gave me some frequency about it, but I lost it, so I can't find it. So, anyway, back to you.